All right, so we've got Alan Doyle joining us. He's going to be here for the Stars and Thunder Festival. Have you ever played Northern Ontario recently at all?
I have never been to Timmins, Ontario. I'll tell you right now. So I'm so excited to get to come. I played the Sioux and North Bay and places. And last summer or the summer before, I played Kirkland Lake, which I think that's the closest I ever got to Timmins. So I'm very excited. Excited to get there. I'm grateful to get a chance. Play, and I know we got a big day when we're there on this Saturday. I think Eric Hills and Beach Boys and all that stuff is coming up, isn't it? It's going to be a great day.
Yeah. Have you made any plans to stick around in Timmins a little while, stay for the festival, or do you have to get out and kind of go to the next thing?
Oh, it's the summer dash. I'm lucky in a way because we still get to participate in the summer festivals, and you get to see the other bands that are playing the day you're playing, because you spend all winter in your own little bubble, touring around. Great to go to the festivals and see the other bands. I'm looking forward to that. But as I always say, the funniest place to be if you're a Canadian music fan is Pearson Airport on a Saturday, because that's every band in Canada dashing from one flight to another to try to make the Saturday and Sunday festival
and avoid the fans stopping them all at the same time to get pictures, right?
It's all good, man. It's all good.
So speaking of festival versus tour shows, do you have a separate set? I know festival shows are generally shorter, so it must be a little different. Do you tweak them?
I always say I tweak them for whatever the day wants done or whatever the night wants done.
Right.
Usually in the summertime, it's a bit more often it can be a bit more of a beer garden kind of a setup. So I end up playing a lot more of the fast up-tempo ones, end up doing a bunch of Newfoundland traditional songs and some of the bigger songs from the Great Big Sea catalog because they're so, they work so well for the big beer garden setups and some of my own stuff and all. It's all part of it, yeah.
So I was actually going to say that. Do you do a lot of solo versus Great Big Sea? Do you kind of stick with what most people are going to know? How do you decide where you're going to move stuff into?
It's always a mix. I always try to make every concert like a review of sort of my professional life and a few of my own songs and a few Newfoundland traditional songs and a few of the songs people would recognize from Great Big Sea and stuff like that. It's just whatever makes the day the most fun for people, I'm happy to do it.
Now, so, you got the festivals and the music and all that kind of stuff going on all the time. Do you find much time for acting anymore? I know you got into it a little bit there over the last few years, but do you still do a lot of that? Do you want to do more of it?
It's always fun to do. It's just it's very difficult to schedule when you're in a live band, because, often acting gigs need to be planned so far in advance, and then they come up last minute at the same time and all this. It's just very difficult to schedule, but I really love doing it, I must say, and it's great fun, and I'm so lucky that most of the chances I got to act in film or television or has been with really close friends of mine who are really good at it.
Well, when you're with one of the best in multiple things, Russell Crowe, it's kind of you're working with the best, right?
Yeah, that's so true, and when I got to do the Robin Hood movie, I got to work with the best movie makers in the world,
Right.
And then, when I came home, and Alan Hocko and the guys had just started the television series Republic of Doyle, and I ended up getting a little recurring role on that, and so I got to work with them, and then when I did Murdoch Mysteries, I got to work with them. They're all amazing. It's just really fun to do and to watch, to learn from people who are so far ahead of you.
Do you prefer the movie acting or the TV acting? Is there much of a difference?
You often find that in my couple of times doing films is that you have more time.
Right.
And they often take a bit more time in feature films than in television, because television is so deadline heavy and they got to bang it out. So,
right. I guess you prefer the more time, right? Obviously.
Well, there's an energy to doing television too that's really fun.
Okay.
So, I like the notion of, I think every actor would like to have more time to get it awesome,
right?
Than less time, but so either way.
Now, do your kids play much music, or do they see you doing it all the time and have strayed away from it?
No, my little fella is just about to turn 12, and I just came yesterday from one of his little recital concerts, and that was awesome. It was great fun. He actually played a song with my niece, so there's another generation of Doyles making a racket, kicking around here in Newfoundland yet.
you making them learn multiple instruments, or are you sticking with one right now?
Oh, he likes playing piano, and he plays clarinet in the school band.
Nice.
He's all good.
Now, obviously, a whole bunch, because when you got the Robin Hood role, it was kind of because you already knew how to play a lute. Is that right?
Yeah.
So what else do you know how to play, and is the list of what you don't know how to play shorter?
Well, I play guitar and, stringed fretted stringed instruments.
Right.
Okay, you know, that's what I do mostly. You know, play guitar and mandolin and bouzouki and basses and anything like that I can play, you know, some moderately.
it's got a string.
I also, you know, I can play, I taught myself to play drums and pianos and stuff, but I'm not very good at either of them. But it's super fun. And when I'm recording records or soundtrack stuff, I do that, you know, late at night in my studio where I can press rewind and redo like 470 times for a 2-minute track.
Right, yeah.
Any real piano player would do it in like 10 minutes, would take me 5 hours, that kind of thing.
Right. Is there an instrument like that you think that you're a horrible, horrible at, but you just love playing it so much you wish you were better at it?
Well, drums is like that, right? Drums is the most physically rewarding instrument in the world, and everybody in the band wants to play drums.
Right.
Everybody.
I agree. Yeah. I started playing drums in grade 12, super late, and it became my favorite instrument right off the hop.
So, awesome.
Yeah. So cool. So you are coming in on the Saturday. Do you get to a little bit of relaxing time the night before, or do you have to fly in day of?
No, we fly in day. I think we come on a bus, actually, because the night before we play in Owen Sound.
Okay.
And then we travel up on a bus. So, well, I'll get there early in the morning, so I'll be able to bomb around all day. So,
nice. Right on. Well,
I'm looking forward to it. Downtown Timmins, never been.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you. I did see you guys once, probably about 15 years ago,
yeah,
maybe 12, 14 years ago, in Stratford.
That was fun. In the main hall.
Yeah.
That was super cool. The main theater. Yeah, they did a concert series.
Yeah, it was great. My wife now, a girlfriend at the time, we went with my parents and my grandparents. It's nice. Like three generations able to
go see it.
It was fantastic, you know. And I think you guys did like an hour of folk, an hour of rock. It was like a long show too. It was great.
I think that was probably the tour that we did with Great Big Sea called Hard and the Easy, where we did, we had this folky record out. So the first half of the show was all acoustic-y and
Yep. That's what it was.
Landed up a bit for the second one.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It's the only time I've seen you, so I'm looking forward to seeing you again.
Yeah.
But so thanks so much for doing this. Really look forward to seeing you here on June 30th.
I can't wait to finally come to Timmins. It's going to be deadly.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. I appreciate you taking some time.
Cheers.